Hey everyone, welcome to Five More Minutes, the show where two friends relive their childhoods, or in some cases, learn about everything they missed out on. I'm Kendra.
And I'm Scott.
And I've been waiting actually to tell you this since Saturday.
Oh boy.
My storage unit got broken into.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That sucks. But apparently they were turned away by all of the books and the vacuum because none of my boxes were open and nothing was taken.
They were like, there's nothing of value in here.
Yeah, but they broke into like 8 of the storage units.
Wow.
And there's no cameras down there, so I don't think, just the one on the tavern, which doesn't really face it. And apparently the outside locks weren't cut. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they stole too much stuff to have like climbed the fence. But there was like a couple people who had their storage units completely like emptied. Like one person lost $20,000 worth of things.
Jeez.
My cousin Becky had some tools and stuff stolen from theirs, but mine had like nothing gone. Like none of my boxes were open.
Hmm.
So I have one box that has some stuff in it from when I took stuff to my classroom. That's like right inside the door. And it does have like a softball team picture from Finley. So my two theories are that they either saw that it was just a bunch of house stuff and books, or they saw that picture in that box and knew it was me and didn't want to sell my stuff. Those are my two theories. Yeah. Because that was the only box that was already open and the only box that was still open. None of my boxes were open.
Yeah. And they didn't get like chased out.
Nope.
Wow.
And the one thing I was concerned for was the stereo, but it's on the ground under the table all the way in the back. So I'm thinking they just didn't like, I mean, I know it's not like that nice of one, but I feel like that is still something that most people would take if they were stealing someone's stuff.
Yeah, it's at least worth a little bit of money.
Yeah. I mean, you got that record player and the two speakers and they were also there. So.
Wow. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, but I had to go down and check, but since none of my boxes looked open, I was just like, yeah, I don't think they took anything, so.
I mean, if they cleaned out someone's unit, they would have needed a truck or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, one of my cousins was like, well, maybe they just climbed the fence, and I was like, they had to have had a key, because there's just no way that you would steal that much stuff, and no one would notice you tossing it over, like, even in the middle of the night. Like, it would have had to have been after the tavern was closed, I'm sure, but.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, dang, so cool, that's pretty exciting. But my dad called me and I was like, well, is my stereo there? Because that was like the only thing I could think of that would even be worth taking. And he was like, well, what's it look like? And I was like, it's like a vintage stereo. Like,
what? It's a stereo.
I don't know what to tell you what it looks like. He's like, well, there's some sort of electronic thing wrapped in plastic under the table. And I was like, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're gold.
So now we got one of those weird round locks that's hard to cut.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was just a number combination one.
Yeah, so
we've had that lock for a long time too, like 25 years or 20 something.
That poor lock.
Yeah, lost its life.
Wow.
But
well, that sucks. So yeah. That was over the weekend?
Yeah, that was on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and my sister shot a cougar yesterday.
Mm, with a bow?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, but still. They're cool. You don't see those very often, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Is that the normal hunting spot you guys go to?
Yeah, I think it was somewhere up there. They were bear hunting and they just happened to see one. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a cougar meat.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be like.
Is she going to make a blanket?
I think so, because my dad took it to some of his old man friends to help him skin it real nice.
Old man friends. Perfect.
Yeah.
This weekend, Cheyenne and I headed down to Boise. So that was pretty fun. We actually surprised my best friend and his wife. His wife set it up, but they had no idea that we were coming. He didn't. So we met up with our other friend and we just kind of barged in his place at like 6:30. And he was like, what the heck? So that was pretty cool.
Just like that, like so like calm and collected.
Well, it was really funny because I think it like took him a second because Ethan, our other friend, walked in and we were like, you know, we had like some beer and we were just carrying in some stuff. And Cole just went like this. He went, and then he was like, wait, why are you here? It like took him a second to figure it out. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we attempted to drink like we were still in college that first night, which was a little...
How'd that go?
You know, I woke up with a pretty bad headache on Saturday. And Ethan was a pretty slow mover. He was kind of napping and sleeping around all day. But we made it through. We took it easy the second day, so...
You did respond much earlier both days that I texted you than I thought that you would normally.
Yeah, I mean, even with the rough night, I still got up by 9 mountain time, so... It was still fairly early because everyone, I mean, they had the kids and everything running around. So noises happen. And then she went and dropped them off at a sitter and we went and had a nice little a dinner and we played some Frisbee golf. And even with Cole having a recovering broken ankle, he still beat me by 1. So that sucked.
And then I saw Alicia post that she lost her phone again.
Yeah, I haven't even inquired about that, but apparently she doesn't have her phone right now. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I painted my little dude.
Oh, is he finished now?
Yeah, but I got a little too much super glue under his hat and it's poking out and it's bothering me. And I missed one of his wounds, so I still need to touch it up. But
oh, so gold. Look at that.
I was trying to make it look aged and battle-worn, though.
Nice.
But, and then he's got... these wounds.
He's bleeding.
But I missed one on the other side, so.
Gotta make it bleed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I finished my battle pass last night.
That's good.
I downloaded a mobility app called GoWad. Anyways, a couple people from my gym use it. And I did like the tester thing yesterday. It just has you do a bunch of stretches and it as you pick which picture closely aligns. So obviously my left hip, both my hips, but my left hip and my right shoulder were the worst ones. Like on this one stretch, you do this and my fingers like barely touched the ground with my right hand, but on my left hand, I could put my palm all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
And then my like hip stats are so bad. So I did like the daily stretch today. It's focused on hips. Like for external rotation, I got a 0% on my left hip and a 33% on my right hip. And then for hip flexion or whatever, I got 66 on both. Internal rotation, 50% on my left hip and 100% on my right hip. I'm surprised that I can squat so deep with my hip messed up.
Luckily, your knees are messed up too.
Well, I do have one bad knee and I'm pretty sure it's connected to my bad hip.
Oh, yeah. Probably doesn't help.
My mobility test result was 68%. That's so close to 69.
That's like, that's what I was going for. Dang it.
Yeah. And my parking permit for Pasco is like really close to 69 too. It's either 68 or 65. I can't remember.
Wow. You're just hunting for that number, huh?
Yeah. Because then you can just be like, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. You see anything? Oh.
I was going to say. Are you going to give me a small weight goal that you're going to try to hit by the end of the month?
I don't know, man. I don't like to weigh myself. And like, I already eat healthy and I already work out.
Maybe it'll be that extra inspiration.
I'll think about it, but I would have rather have weighed myself in the morning.
Maybe weigh yourself tomorrow morning?
I don't know, man.
Even if you just want to shoot for like 5 pounds.
And I haven't weighed myself since May. I don't even know what I weigh. Hmm.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We can keep up with the comp, you know.
The comp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We all weighed in and we're going to try to lose a little bit of weight. So.
Scott's like making a spreadsheet and like tracking goals. And
I've got stuff. It. I've got it set up. And Ethan's even going to do it too. So,
wow.
Yeah. He's going to send me stuff in.
But I like already count my macros and I'm still technically eating 1 meal. Not enough. I don't know if that's good or bad. Yeah.
I don't even know if I doubt I'm going to get anything from anyone else. Ian should be sending me something.
Yeah, he's just seemed a little like checked out since he moved.
Yeah. Well, he seemed like kind of excited to do it when we first talked about it. So I'm thinking we'll get it.
I don't think I was there when you guys first talked about it. I haven't really been on Discord lately.
Yeah.
I don't think Jackie was into the competition part.
No, yeah, and that's fine. She's already kind of doing her thing, too.
You're doing your own thing, Jackie.
Yeah.
You go,
Glenn
Coco. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Girl power.
Girl power.
All right. Well, do we have anything else to talk about, or should we jump into this wild ride?
Let's get into this.
All right. So I might have gone a little rogue.
Oh.
On our topic this week, and I think this is where my liking. This is definitely not like a true crime thing, but I think this is definitely where that aspect may have mingled with the nerdiness.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking about D&D with strippers and porn stars.
Hmm. Nice. The ones that play it?
It's a whole thing.
Okay. Well, so let's find out.
I wanted to, obviously, you know, my scope of things is small. And I was like, what can I do about D&D that's not just for fourth edition? So at some point, I'll cover fourth edition. You know, we stopped at three. But I typed in D&D scandals. And I was trying to weed through everything that wasn't the Satanic Panic. Because if you type in D&D scandal, basically what you get is everything we talked about when we talked about second edition or whatever.
Right.
And then I find this thing that's like, it was like something about porn stars and this guy named Zach. And I was like, what is this? And then I found like a bunch of Reddit posts and like other blog posts. And I found his blog and I found a Facebook page. And then all of a sudden I had like 40 tabs open on my computer. And I was overwhelmed so much that I had to wait like a day and a half between when I found all the information to when I sorted through it to make my notes, because I just couldn't process like how to organize it and what to do, or like what even the point was. I was like, this is like some weird, like nerdy thing that's like, I don't know if people are going to like this. I mean, we don't have that many listeners anyway, so it's fine.
Right.
But I didn't know it existed. And it's just a whole thing. It's a trip.
All right. Well, let's hear about it.
All right. My first bullet point. What the hell is it?
Oh,
so there's a website. Playing D&D with porn stars, there are several large chests in this room.
Okay. Clever.
So yeah. So the first post was from October 15th, 2009, and it was titled H. That was the first post.
H.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I live in Hollywood. I play Dungeons & Dragons. Most of the players in my new campaign are strippers or adult film stars or both. There's some of them up there. There was a picture. It wasn't there anymore, but... clockwise from top left, Mandy Morbid, Carolyn Pierce, and Satine Phoenix. Those links are safe for work. Okay. Got the whole explaining the name of the blog thing out of the way. That was the first paragraph.
Oh, okay.
So this blog is run by Zach Sabbath or Zach Smith. I'm assuming Smith is his real name. He goes by Zach Sabbath or Zach S a lot. Forgot that makes you click a I understand and want to proceed thingy.
I am over 18. Thank you.
Yeah. So his introduction on this is a blogger blog too, by the way, which is definitely set up still. Like he still posts on it and it still very much looks like a mid-2000s blog. But the introduction on his blogger profile says, I'm Zach. I live in Los Angeles. Most of the people I know are women. I know from a porn actor. I might have forgotten a word. Or he forgot a word. So they're porn stars and strippers. So that's who I play Dungeons and Dragons with.
Oh, fair enough.
So Zach Sabbath or Zach S or Zach Smith, we'll say S. It kind of becomes the main character and the curator of the porn stars, if you will. So I'm going to do a brief overview. Yes. He was born on July 16th, 1976. So he is also a Cancer like me. I don't like that I have things in common with him, though.
Oh, why not?
He has a Bachelor of Fine Arts. You'll see.
Oh.
And an MFA from Yale.
Master's in Fine Arts?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And he has art at the Museum of Modern Art, the Whitney Museum of American Art, the Walker Art Center, and Saatchi Gallery. And he's worked with Wizards of the Coast on 5e material and has had a few successful Kickstarter campaigns for his own D&D supplements.
Okay. Wow.
So that's kind of an overview of Zach Sabbath. He also has a post from June 12th, 2011 that says, hi, weirdos from Reddit. That says, hi to anybody who followed a link somebody posted from this Reddit thread whose traffic I now realize has been screwing up my blog. How are you? Where he explains what it is. So like 2 years after he started his blog, he started getting a lot of like extra traffic from Reddit, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing where he's just like, this is whatever. And so then we get into some more stuff. So they actually had a web series called I Hit It With My Axe.
Okay.
That was I have been trying to figure out if this is like one of the earliest, or if not the earliest, like D&D web series, because as far as I knew before, Critical Role was like the first most popular one, and that premiered in 2015, and right. This premiered in 2010, so it's a whole 5 years difference.
Oh, did Zach Sabbath pilot?
I was trying to like search to be like, were there other D&D web shows? Like, I don't know. But sadly, maybe not so sadly, once we get more into this, those videos are no longer anywhere on the internet.
Oh.
So it debuted on your 21st birthday. March 17th, 2010 was the first episode of I Hit It With My Axe. My note says Scott's 21st birthday, yeehaw. So the DM was Zach Sabbath, Zach S. The players, which I seem there must have been some that came in and left because some of the stuff didn't really add up. So I'm not totally sure if this is 100% accurate. I know three of them for sure. One of them was Mandy Morbid, who is his wife. And I don't really know anything about porn people, so I don't really know who any of these people are.
Right.
Names may be familiar. I don't know. Satine Phoenix, who I've talked about before. She's like the one in this who still does a lot of D&D stuff. And she left being a porn actress a while ago. Kimberly Kane, a stripper named Connie, and a nude model known as Vivid Vivka.
Vivid Vivka.
Yeah, Vivid Vivka. So it originally ran for 36 episodes, but then they lost funding. What are you laughing at?
Your math. 2010.
Why?
I was 19.
You're right.
I was like, did I hear that right? But yeah, okay, anyway. I was distracted and now I'm back.
I was like, why is he looking at my notes? Yeah. Because they showed me you were there. Wow. All right. You're right. I'm a whole 2 years off and I'm sad. But this just shows you how much, and I should know this because we were born the same year. Right. but now we know how deep into this I was that I couldn't even, wow. I think I was somehow, how did I even do that math? I was just like, oh, 2010, we turned 21. That makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Never mind. but we were listening to songs like Dynamite, probably.
Probably.
So anyways, now that that fun's been ruined, 36 episodes, which I think was just probably in 2010, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a blog post on his blog from July 12th, 2016 that said it would be back with a link to where the episodes would be. All those links go to 404 pages now because they are removed from all of the web. Couldn't find them anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Although I didn't check like illegal things, I don't see why they would be there. So the show was hosted on The Escapist. The Escapist is an American video game website and online magazine, first published as a weekly online magazine by Themis Media on July 12, 2005. The Escapist eventually pivoted to a traditional web journalism format and became well known for a roster of popular video series. And it is a really weird looking website, but it kind of looked like it still had new stuff being posted on it. So I couldn't allow current. Myself to get invested in all the little things when there was so much other information to go through.
Right.
There was also a Maxim.
Yeah. Is that like a magazine or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a Maxim article called Playing Dungeons and Dragons with Porn Stars. We went to California to investigate the real lives of people we watch way too much online. Originally published on January 12th, 2012.
2012.
The author, who I guess I didn't put her name, I apologize. Anyways, went there to play D&D with them.
Oh, okay.
With their group. So obviously this is like after it's been online, like there was only 36 episodes and now it's 2012. So it's not online anymore. But it must've been popular enough that like even 2 years later, probably a year and a half later, based on the year, that like someone would go do an article.
But there hadn't been any new ones at that point.
Hadn't been any new ones. So just, and apparently episode 18 was the best one. I kept seeing that pop up.
The best one, if you know what I mean.
Whoa. So I put some quotes from her in here just to provide context, because I don't know, it might help some things make sense in a bit. So hours earlier, I watched a few X-rated clips of Zach and Mandy, so it's a bit odd to be in their living room now, moving miniature D&D figurines around and passing the curry. Somehow, I can't quite reconcile everyone's absolute chillness with how lusty, even possessed, they appear on camera.
Oh.
If the porn universe was high school, Mandy, Satine, and their crew would be the hot, brainy punks and fantasy nerds in the back of the classroom reading Game of Thrones and carving swords onto their desks. They defy just about every notion I've had about porn stars. They're not vapor. I don't know if that's a typo or not. or drug crazed. Rather, they discuss articles from Harper's Magazine while sipping mango juice. More than anything, they remind me of the kids in high school who'd spend a Friday night playing Risk and watching Dune.
Nice.
While others were out in the woods doing keg stands, except these girls fuck on camera for money. And then there was a quote about Zach and Mandy, which will also help him provide context. No, this isn't a quote. I summarize this, but she wrote about this in the article, which is where I got this background information from. So apparently Mandy said something about how she knew she was skinny and had big boobs and she could use that for things. Why would she want to hide it?
Yeah.
Apparently she weighed like 80 pounds and had like a double D.
Oh my God, 80 pounds. How tall was she?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think she's short. Apparently she started nude modeling at 20 and got a message from Zach, who just earned his MFA. He's like 9 years older than her, I think, and wanted to come to Montreal where she lived so she could model for him. And then they fell in love, and a week later, she moved in with him in New York.
Oh.
So, very much a whirlwind of love.
Yeah.
So, this is just other random facts about, like, the show and stuff. He actually published Vornheim, the complete city kit, on DriveThruRPG. And that is the city where their show, I Hit It With an Axe, took place. Like, that's the campaign setting.
Yeah.
So that is on DriveThruRPG, and apparently it's just literally like everything you would need to know about the city to run it. And it, there are some controversial things we haven't gotten to yet, but it does have, mostly good reviews on the website, like 4.5 out of 117. So pretty good.
4.5 stars out of 117 reviews.
Right. Yeah. I didn't explain that very well. But then, like I said, he's done other like successful Kickstarter campaigns and like made other supplements and things like that. The only thing I could find with any of them on it was a video reunion on YouTube from 2013. It was a reunion panel and it was kind of weird. It was being like moderated by some other lady.
Yeah.
And it didn't have all of the like women on it. And I don't know, I was going to make you watch like him talking about something, which maybe I will find a video and have you watch it in a second. He's kind of like a weird guy. And like I found his Instagram and he doesn't have that many followers, like 3,000 or something. Mm-hmm. And he posts just like all of his art. And it's kind of like a unique style. It's not bad. But like listening to him talk about stuff, I was like, you're a little weird, which also
makes sense.
Maybe I'll have you watch one before I tell you about all the bad stuff.
Okay.
This is the one I watched. It's him. Oh, Jesus, that was so loud in my head. So this is him talking about Vornheim, which is the place I was just talking about.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I was mostly wondering, like, what kind of vibe you got.
I don't know. It seems like he's got, I don't know. He seems to be like super hyper focused on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's definitely, he's got a kind of an interesting way of talking. He seems kind of be like all over. And when I talk, yeah. I got to move all over the place.
That was kind of what I noticed also.
But it seems like he made some weird little like tables and stuff that you can just drop dice on. And then wherever they land is like a coordinate system, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And also, I'm going to send you some screenshots I just took of his art style before we get into the next section also. So these are just screenshots of his Instagram.
Oh boy, are they like semi-recent or?
Yeah, he's still active on it. Most recent post was 2 days ago.
Wow, look at him go. Artiste.
But it's a very like distinct style.
Was he the one that drew the cover of the book too?
I think so. Did you get the pictures?
Yes, you're there. Oh, wow. Yeah, so kind of like, he's almost like cyberpunk futuristic type stuff.
Yeah, it's like very like modern. Yeah, I feel like it's like modern punk. I don't really know art things.
But. Yeah. Hmm.
So if you guys want to look at his art, his Instagram is Zach, Z-A-K Smith Insta. No, Smith S Insta. But I don't think you'll probably want to follow him after the rest of the story. But just if you want to see what his art looks like.
A lot of women, a lot of boobs, I'm assuming.
Which checks out, you know. If you're a porn actor and whatnot.
Yeah.
You're around boobs a lot. You're also around them a lot if you have them.
That every day.
Technically everyone does, but you know. All right. So bullet point number three is when did shit hit the fan? Because shit hits the fan.
That sounds like fun.
And so now this is where I was having a hard time organizing my notes and making sure I had all the information right because it seems a little it's a little all over the place. No conclusive answers. We'll also talk about that. So on February 11th, 2019, or the 10th, I think it was the 11th, this Facebook post has been removed. Could not find it anywhere. I could not find pictures of it. I could not find the transcription of it. So I was not able to read this post. Mandy Morbid makes a long Facebook post in which she details abuse from Zach. She had already left him in 2017. I think that's when they like got divorced. I think they had been rocky before that.
Yeah.
And some of this quite possibly had already been stated. All I could find was Zach summarizing what she wrote in her post. Like that was the most detailed thing I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a whole like blog post with like evidence and a bunch of stuff. So I don't know. But according to Zach, she claims I saw her not as a person, but a sexualized object. She claims I mistreated women around her. She claims she saw my behavior around sex as threatening from early on and unconsciously. And I programmed her to do what I want sexually. She claims she didn't like my interactions with the gamer community and that I was dishonest and manipulative about her involvement with it. So that's what he claims she said. It was a lot longer of a Facebook post from what I understand.
Yeah.
It seemed like, for the most part, he was accurately summarizing what everyone else had said from the things that I could find, so I can't imagine he wasn't accurately summarizing that, but he does a lot of, this is not what I did type of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, there's a lot of talks about sex in this episode, so be prepared for that. So, then Vivid or whatever.
Right.
Posted later. And I just have quotes from this because this post is still there and I don't want to read the whole thing. She posted the next day, a very long Facebook post. And these were some of the key things that I took from it. So these are all direct quotes. Monsters are charismatic creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he said was always that perfect calculated cocktail mix of educated but blasé. Everything always had underlying currents of dismissal and belittle. To where I just believed he did know best. If anything felt off or wrong, it was surely my fault. I might not have included this already, but Vivica lived with him for a while.
Oh, okay.
I was groomed. I was gaslighted. And that really made me cringe to say. I was pressured to have sex with other people of his choosing, but was never allowed to pursue anything with anyone I felt an interest in. I remember so many other things, like how absolutely horrible and traumatic the breakup was and how it took over a month because of his need to control the situation. But that is another story, and I feel the other details are more important. And then I'm relieved people are finally talking about what type of man Zach Smith really is. So those were like the main points of her post. I think she lived with them for like 2 years. There was someone else who lived with them for a while too. And so it was, I was getting a little confused, especially because some of the things referred to their porn star names and some things referred to their like real names. Yeah. And so I was having a little bit of trouble keeping things straight, but those were the essentials of that. She started it off with saying she was afraid to say anything. And then there was more accusations from someone named Hannah who lived with them in 2016. And so I also couldn't find her accusations. So the only context I have is also from Zach's blog. But he says, Hannah was originally a fan of Mandy's and mine. We first flew to where Hannah lived and had sex with her in 2010 in a hotel. After seeing each other several times over the years, sometimes our visits were platonic, sometimes they weren't, she moved to LA and moved in with us on May 3rd, 2016. She decided to move out a week later, May 10th, 2016, after deciding she was still in love with a boy back home. Oh, she only lived with him for a week. Yeah. As far as I know, this also happened after Mandy had secretly decided to move out. And she repeats apparently many of Mandy's general complaints about how Mandy was treated. And there was also a strange incident. This was his words. This is a quote. There was also a strange incident when we were first hanging out together, during which she asked if I was into kinky stuff, to which I replied, yes. Oh, this is a quote from her. To which he asked if I was into kinky stuff, to which I replied, yes. He proceeded to slap me and choke me against the wall in public. Now, in a bedroom setting with clear boundaries and consent, it would have been fine. But out of the blue and in public, it was not okay at all. So those are the accusations from her. And for some reason, I thought she had lived with them for longer. So also super weird that that's only for a week.
Must have been kind of bad if it was that quick, though.
Yeah. And so those are like the three main sets of accusations. And again, really cannot find Mandy's. It's not there. It's not really anywhere on the website. So then a bunch of like stuff happens after this, obviously, because he's like notable in the D&D community still. Like, even though they don't have their show, he's like making content and working with Wizards of the Coast and all that stuff. So there were people. So Connie, one of the other members of the group, made a post on Reddit, and she posted a picture of herself holding a thing with a date so people would know it was actually her account. Her name is actually Michelle, but and she defends Zach, saying that she had been close to both of them for 10 years and that she lived with them for 5 years, three of which were in an open loft with no walls or doors, and that Mandy was the one who had like aggression and anger issues and things. So she has like a really long post about that.
Going the other way.
Yeah, going the other way. He also has statements. And like, I actually saw these, like, because in his blog post, he had pictures, he had screenshots of texts, some of which weren't super relative. Like, he was using really old pictures to try to defend things, which kind of seemed weird. But he actually has a statement from Mandy's dad saying that he like wasn't supporting her actions and that she was making up everything she was saying, essentially.
Really?
So from her family. And another one of the original members, Frankie, also essentially saying what Connie was saying about how it was more Mandy who was the controlling one. And that she was afraid of upsetting Mandy and that she'd never seen Zach be abusive to women. And so some of those are like formal statements he has for like legal proceedings. Satine made a post on February 12th of 2019 that said, you can know people for decades and not know them at all. We were so close that I had no idea how much pain she was in. Kind of just like a short thing, like you don't always know what other people are going through type of thing. True. And it's not easy to speak the truth. So those are kind of all of the statements and opinions by people who like were part of the I hit it with my ex thing.
Yeah, close to the action.
Yeah. But then it just in the D&D community, there was like a lot of stuff that like happened because of those accusations. So Drive-Thru RPG, which is where that Vornheim thing is, decided that any royalties or non-purchases would go to the publisher and not to Zach. Oh. So they went to the publisher of the supplement instead of him. And then they decided to give their share of the revenue from his products to RAINN, R-A-I-N-N, which is a charity that takes action against sexual violence. Kenneth Height, an RPG designer who was working with Zach on a Kickstarter campaign, Demon City, which had just launched like right before this, decided he would donate his pay from that book to Connections for Abused Women and Their Children. And I actually went and looked at that. And all of the posts about it were for backers only, so I couldn't see any of the posts about like this, but it seems like it had a bunch of delays probably because of this and then because of COVID, but it's still like it's not done. It's been over 2 years and it's not done, but it seems like it's like almost done. So like it was successful still. It must have had enough like before all of this happened.
Yeah, backing.
Yeah, but I did read some stuff where people were trying to figure out if they, I think they sent out like a survey to see if people wanted to keep their pledges.
Gave them a chance to back out.
Yeah. So he was banned from Gen Con. He was supposed to have a table at it, which by the way, I like really want to go to. And apparently Gen Con's LLC is like based in Seattle, but the thing happens in Indiana.
Yeah, that's random.
Yeah, I saw that because I was looking at legal documents. But anyway, so he was, I think he's like permanently banned from Gen Con. He was removed and banned from the subreddits OSR and RPG. Apparently he used to post there a lot. And I found so many posts on the OSR subreddit, like about him.
Really?
And moderator posts being like, okay, like I banned him. Now I have to ban like posts about him. Like we cannot talk about him because people were getting into like arguments.
Yeah.
And stuff. And that was actually how I found a bunch of my sources for people like linking things in into there to have a discussion. And I was clicking on them and following them. So I had so many tabs open. And I searched like his name in the OSR subreddit, but then there was just like too many. So I said, I need to like stop because this is bad. And a lot of the posts have been like locked that were there and some stuff had been like deleted and stuff. But yeah, there's like literally a rule where you couldn't post about them at all. Matt Mercer made a tweet. A threaded tweet that said on February 12th that said, I've been catching up on some intense, serious, and disappointing news. And then I met Zach nearly a decade ago, DMing for him and Mandy at Meltdown Comics for Sateen Phoenix's early Cherry D20. We've maybe seen each other twice since the last time being my first Gen Con at a room party, small conversation, but we had little in common and widely different opinions. And then a bunch of other stuff about Mandy being brave and online harassment. Apparently a history of online harassment perpetrated by Zach and a bunch of stuff like that. He has no tolerance for abusers and harassers.
Well, that's good.
And that's probably how come he ends every episode by saying, don't forget to love each other. And then Dungeons and Dragons, like the company, made a statement about it, essentially saying that they spent last week listening and learning, etc. And then they eventually, Wizards of the Coast removed all mention of him from source books. So his name was removed from anything that
was stricken from the record.
Yep. So that's kind of the accusations and the community reactions. So my next bullet point is Zach's rebuttals.
That's where we'll get into some interesting stuff, I'm sure.
So he had the blog post I was telling you about. It's very long. It has some of his like legal documents in it because he has some defamation claims open. But he has like direct quotes of what they said. And then he like, it seems obviously I am not a court of law, but it does seem a lot to me like he's doing that thing that like narcissistic abusers do where nothing is about that or nothing is their fault. And there's like an explanation for everything. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Justifying his actions.
Yes. Apparently Vivica had stated that he got her breast implants and carried on a campaign of verbal humiliation about how she looked. And he said that none of that is true, that Mandy had bought them without telling him and he was upset. And that he liked her, etc. And he did have some screenshots. I didn't read all of them. It wasn't really clear that they showed what he was talking about. But that was one of her things, was that he had her get them and then, like, was verbally abusive, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And these are only a couple of them, because I didn't want to mention all of them. But she had four main points that he was rebutting. She also had the being pressured to have sex with other people of his choosing thing.
Yeah.
And his response is, I don't even know what this is supposed to mean. Viv had sex with me and Mandy together, and that's it. We were going out, and she was living with us. And that apparently he only said something to her about who she should or shouldn't have sex with one time. And that was, I mean, he told her no once or something. I don't know. It didn't really align.
Yeah.
But that was what he was saying about that one. I didn't put tidbits from the other two because those ones seemed the most standout-y to me. But he does have, he must have been, like, scrolling back through his phone, because on, like, you know, it'll tell you, like, the date and stuff of something. And some of these things he was putting in here were from, like, 2010, 2013.
He scrolled way back.
Yeah. Or he had screenshots already. I don't know. It was really weird.
Hmm.
Because you can kind of see almost some of them were, like, emails, and some of them were text messages and stuff, and iPhone text messages and stuff. So for Hannah, who's the one that lived with them for a week, he had a lot of screenshots because they had been friends with her since 2010.
Yeah.
And he essentially, what he says is that it's all about context and the larger picture, and that he was apologizing if he had made a mistake, but he didn't think that he had. But all of the screenshots he posted were about her asking for advice on things, and I wasn't really sure how that related to any of what her claims were.
He's just probably trying to say, oh, look, I'm such a good guy. I was giving her advice all the time. She trusted me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so it was very weird. And then for Mandy, he claims that she is, quote, the most eloquent witness against herself.
Oh.
And obviously he had lots of screenshots and stuff from her. Apparently she had had feelings for a friend of his he didn't know about, and that even though they had an open relationship, that wasn't okay. And he claims that she had declining health and mental health flare-ups, which did seem to be accurate because he had her medical information tattooed on his arm, and he had to get some of it covered up.
Hmm.
So, like, she did have health problems because they were, like, on his forearm. That
just so he would remember, or, like, in tribute?
I think so, because they kept having to go to, like, the hospital so much. I think it was, like, easier.
Huh.
For him to, it's kind of like how some people get, like, they have those, like, the allergy bracelets or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of, he was essentially blaming it on a bunch of stuff that, again, there was a lot of stuff and I didn't feel like reading it all, but most of it didn't really seem like it was actually, like, there's not, I think it's one of those things where there's not really evidence either way, and partially because so much time had passed from, like, this stuff.
Well, and if he's good with words and he's smart, it's going to be not too difficult for him to start spinning, you know?
I mean, his master's degree is from Yale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just anyone gets into Yale.
Yeah, so he's clearly a smart guy.
Yeah, and you can even tell in his blog post, like, even though it's a blogger blog, like, he's definitely good at writing.
Yeah.
And he definitely had that thing going where, like, I feel like this because I have a degree in English, that I could pretty much, like, write any sort of argument I wanted to and effectively know how to do so. So I feel like he was kind of doing that.
Yeah.
So my next, I don't have that many more things to talk about, but the next thing, suing and whatnot. So
whatnot.
He has received some cash and apologies from other gamers who spoke out against him.
Okay.
There was, like, a notable one. It wasn't anyone I recognized. So I didn't write it down, but he received cash and apologies. Like, there's, like, a apology statement. He filed a defamation claim against Mandy with the Superior Court of Justice in Ottawa for her Facebook post.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he filed it in April of 2010 or 2020. Sorry. And it's still ongoing. And I found, like, a whole, like, what was this website? That I didn't feel like reading. It's some Canadian litigation, mediation, and arbitration website.
Yeah.
Recent, from 23rd of June. So the case is still ongoing. It's active. And now I'm assuming that's probably part of the reason why the Facebook post is not.
Oh, yeah, available. I'm sure. Why a lot of it's probably hidden.
Apparently, it was shared over 900 times, over 20,000 users liked it, and over 200 commenters were posted, or comments were posted in response to it. Huh. The allegations circulated widely on various online social media platforms and blogs within days of publishers of Dungeons & Dragons Player's Handbook announced that it would remove. So it's, this article is just essentially talking about all this stuff. But it says that she refused to take it down originally, and he served her with a libel notice and sued for defamation, seeking $100,000. In general damages, $50,000 in aggravated damages, $50,000 in punitive damages, and an unspecified amount of special damages for lost income and lost business opportunities.
That's probably the big number.
Yeah. Mr. Smith also sought a public retraction of the allegations and Ms. Nagy's Facebook post and an injunction preventing her from any further publication of them. And she apparently served a statement of defense in December. I might have had that date wrong. This must have been April 2019 that he did that, which would make more sense. Denying that the post was defamatory. In the alternative, she argued that her statements were true or substantially true, constituted fair comment, and or were protected by qualified privilege. And apparently in January, she asked the court to dismiss his actions based that it unduly limited debate on the matter of public interest. And it says that the defendant making the motion must first persuade the judge that the lawsuit arises from an expression made by the person that relates to a matter of public interest. If the defendant cannot meet this threshold, the motion must be dismissed. Okay. And it says that the motion was heard in January of 2021.
And the jury's still out.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like... So it seems like she satisfied the first stage of it. And it's either still ongoing or it was denied. I'm a little confused. Because Canadian law, man. The next issue was whether Ms. Nagy's defenses could realistically be rejected. In other words, whether Mr. Smith was able to show that there were grounds on which the court could reject his defenses to his defamation claim. So apparently she didn't pass the second stage, I think, maybe.
So it says it thrown out.
Justice Gomery conducted a balancing exercise and concluded that the harm suffered by Mr. Smith as a result of the Facebook post was sufficiently serious that the public interest in permitting the action to proceed to a hearing on the merits outweighed the public interest in protecting Ms. Nagy's expression.
Got it.
So he lost too much stuff for her to dismiss it, but the trial is still ongoing?
Well, the trial is still ongoing because it's Zach's trial. He's the one fighting against her for libel.
This is true.
Right. So she was trying to get it gone because of that, but apparently they made enough case for him to have lost enough profits and have been defamed that the judge thought he was somewhat justified.
Oh yeah, it says that she was unable to prove her allegations were true.
Right.
So I don't know. It seems kind of like a hot mess.
Yeah, the most big cases like that are.
And he also filed a defamation claim against Gen Con for being banned.
Oh.
It seemed like it was dismissed. I found a blog that had like a screen grab of court minutes, but they, in their post, they wrote that they couldn't find the actual paperwork online anywhere.
Yeah.
So it seemed like the court had dismissed it. Essentially, they banned him for breaking their, like, sexual harassment or whatever rules. So that one seems like it was dismissed. But yeah, I mean, he still posts on his blog. His last post was from the 29th.
Oh.
It was all about legal processing, rules, and rebranding.
Oh. So he's still going for it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, obviously, what even is evidence? And... But it's just not a good look for him, you know?
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, like you said, it's probably hard to figure out what was actually what. But if there's enough stuff on either side, you got to think there's got to be some truth to it.
Yeah.
You
know? And I mean, it's possible that they were both the issue.
Oh, yeah. They're just terrible together, I'm sure.
Yeah. And people like the people who were defending him could also be because he was like charming, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, clearly he's good with people and they respected the work that he did enough that, you know, the actual makers of this were willing to work with him to make new content. So
yeah, but I got a little real with the D&D stuff this week, but I just found that and my brain was like, whoa, what is this? I need to talk about it. And
it went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I was like sending Megan. Megan's actually the one who found the Maxim article. I like sent her a Reddit thread. I was like, I just found like the weirdest thing I'm going to cover in the podcast. And so I sent her that, and then she was like Googling it and she was like, I just found a Maxim article. And I was like, send me the link.
Send me that.
But I did post some pictures on there of what the people look like. You already saw Zach, but there's another picture of him on that first slide, all his tats.
All his tats and his half hair.
His Budro looking dog.
His little chihuahua ass looking.
The next slide is him and Mandy. He has a shirt on that says Mandy Morbid's douchey boyfriend.
Oh, it's like the Cards Against Humanity shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Also kind of weird when you Google image search porn stars names.
Do you get some interesting things?
Yeah. There's a couple pictures on the blog where I was like, I kind of want to put this in the slideshow, and then I forgot. The next one is Vivica Vivid
with her sweet bat.
She got like a bat thing on and a red leather chair, and I was just really liking the vibes. I picked that image.
Yeah. You're down with it?
It's a whole look. The next one was one of the original. Is this the Kane lady? I think this is the Kane one. What was her name? Kimberly Kane.
Well, okay.
I couldn't find any pictures of Connie. This is definitely like one of the most porn looking pictures, I will say.
Yeah.
Like looks like a straight like screen clip, I feel like. The next one is Satine Phoenix. She just has like a cool style. She always has like purple hair. But I think she left the porn industry in like 2012.
Oh, okay.
And she's married to this guy named like James Stone or something. And he also dyes his hair and it's kind of like a whole look.
They got a whole thing going.
Yeah. And her husband, he just bought dice from one of the other dice makers and he like posted and tagged him in it. I was like, that's so cool, man.
Nice.
Yeah. And then that last slide is just some like group shots of them playing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at them.
You know, they've got the dice, they've got their mugs, their dogs.
I just can't get over his hair. Like, couldn't he have just done a mohawk down the middle and done both sides?
I mean, that's not as edgy, man.
I guess so. But man. But yeah, they look like they're having a good old time.
I miss playing D&D.
Yeah.
You get everyone to do a freaking weight loss challenge. We can't get everyone to play D&D.
You gotta try it, man.
Try what?
You just gotta bother people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bother. Harry Potter Puppet Pals, y'all.
The real throwback.
So you ready for your quiz? I don't know if it's gonna be easy or not.
Okay. Yeah, let's give it a shot. What are we working with here?
All right. What was the name of their web series?
I hit it with my axe.
Yeah.
Nice. My axe being you know what.
Oh yeah. Where did Zach earn his MFA?
Yale.
Yay.
Surprisingly.
This next one might be a harder one. What is the tagline for the blog?
Ooh, tagline for their blog?
So the tagline I'm counting is the second part. So it was playing D&D with porn stars, and then there was a tagline.
There are several chests in this room?
Several large chests. Oh.
My bad. The size.
What is the name of the website that hosted the episodes?
The Escapist.
Yep. And what popular magazine did a story about the group?
Maxim.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask you really specific things like dates, and I felt like those would have been the only hard questions.
Yeah, dates are really hard. Like, I can remember the years pretty good, but if you're going to start asking me the day, that's where it goes away.
Yeah, I thought about doing, like, what were two of their names, but I said all their names so much that I was like, well, I feel like that would be really easy.
Yeah, I had all their names down, like, bam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got that alliteration with Vivid Vivka and all that stuff too. So
Mandy Morbid. Yeah.
Yeah. So much alliteration with the porn stars.
That's
but yeah, so thing. That's this has gotta be like the biggest D&D scandal aside from the 80s panic.
Yeah. Well, I guess if this is their biggest one, it's probably, I guess that's not terrible, but obviously you don't want to see it.
Yeah.
At least there's no like straight axe murdering.
Yeah, that's true, because it could have gone a different way when I said when I said true crime.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting. I have never heard of Zach Sabbath before, so.
Yeah, I've definitely heard Zach Smith, but I'm more into the D&D stuff, and I've definitely looked at that Vordheim thing before, because I think I was, like, looking for things to buy, and it was on, like, a list of, like, best supplements or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked like the name was familiar, and it looked familiar, and the description was kind of familiar.
I don't remember if you mentioned or not, but was it like supposed to be like a futuristic city?
I don't really remember. I think maybe.
Because just going off his artwork on the cover, it was more kind of that weird, you know, like futuristic punk thing he's about. So I didn't know if the rest of it reflected that or if he was just having some fun.
It says it's It says it's about running the city in a fantastic medieval setting.
Okay.
So I don't know. It could be one of those things that you hate where it doesn't make sense for the world.
Yeah. If the whole world's that way, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think it was more like medieval. And apparently they were playing a combination of advanced D&D and D&D 3E, which I don't know why you would want to combine two things with weird math, but.
Yeah, right.
Go for it.
They're hardcore, so they had to make it like extra challenging for themselves.
Yeah, but yeah,
hardcore in more ways than one. What?
Most of the reviews are really old. Obviously, there's one review or discussion since 2020 where the user posted. Turns out Zach S has sued some of his accusers. Also, turns out he has won one of the cases already. Ready? I wonder if DriveThruRPG plans on reimbursing him for all the money he lost when they dumped on him back in 20.
Probably not. If I had to guess.
And it doesn't have that many. It only has four reviews after from 2020 on. So
you can still, it's still something you can get. Like, people still make it.
It's so DriveThruRPG is just like a website where people can upload supplements they've made. Like, some of them literally people just make, and then some of them people make through a production company, and then they upload them. And I've bought things from here before, but it, essentially you buy like the PDF.
Okay, so they have electronic copies.
Yeah, I think there are some where you can buy a hard copy book, but I'm not 100% positive. But there'll be lots of like little stuff. There's another one called DM's Guild where people just kind of upload their own creations and then you can buy them. So yeah. Like smaller supplements and things. But yeah, so it's still there, but he wasn't getting the money was the one thing. So I don't know if they've... I couldn't find any really more recent announcements other than the 2019 ones. I guess depending on, I mean, because you can't prove it either way really, and then what do you do?
Yeah, you know? That's the lawyers, the argument wins, so that's gonna be interesting. I guess
I feel like this is a thing that happens though. I'm not saying this is bad, but even just like with Kevin Spacey, like his original accusator was like making an accusation from like the 80s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really like evidence, but you have to like believe the person, because you know.
Yeah, you kind of have to believe things happen. I mean, especially when in this one where there's multiple people popping up against
him,
you know.
I mean, that happened with Kevin Spacey after the first guy too.
That's true. Yeah,
because you just gotta have one person be brave, you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully it reaches some kind of a sane conclusion. Where is Mandy these days?
Oh, I forgot to mention, she has a GoFundMe.
Oh. Where all these god dang legal fees or whatever.
Yeah, and it so it started before COVID. Oh, here it is. Legal funds. She raised $21,120 out of her $1,000 goal, Canadian money. So it's quite a bit.
Solid.
Hi, this is Mandy Morbid. As many of you know, my ex, Zach Smith, is suing me for defamation after I and a number of other women told our stories of mistreatment and abuse. The lawsuit has progressed to a point where I need to ask for a bit of help with some upcoming costs. Thanks for reading, sharing, and if you are able, donating. So her last update was from March 20, 2020. Thank you, everyone, for your amazing support and generosity. However, given the recommendations from health officials to stay home, many of you might be struggling during this difficult global health crisis. I'd like you all to focus on yourselves and your families and only donate if you are certain you can. Please, everyone, stay healthy and safe.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Probably the whole pandemic probably put a damper on their court proceedings, too, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. And the last donation was like 13 months ago, so no one's really donated in a while, but... Yeah, so I don't know what she's doing. I don't know if these people are still doing their porn stuff or not. Because I'm not in that realm, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've never heard of any of their names. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I guess.
Either way, yeah. Well, we wish her luck.
For sure. And like I said, you know, you can go look at Zach's arc, but I don't recommend following him or buying his things.
Yeah, probably trying to. I mean, bad publicity is still publicity, so I'm sure he's still got some things going.
Talking about him for an hour.
That's true. That's true. But what can you do? It was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this. I was just like, well, what is the internet telling me right now? And I just had to go with it, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you just got to roll the dice.
Oh yeah. So I'm not gonna ask you if you would want 5 more minutes of this because that's weird, but
that's fair.
I honestly am a little disappointed that I couldn't watch any of the episodes.
Yeah.
Because I really just wanted to be able to see like what the vibe was. Like if I could have found one, I probably would have been like watch like 10 minutes of this with no context, just so that I could see like what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't know. I just want to know, like, I don't know. And like a D&D stream from 2010? Like what?
Yeah, I'm sure that's got to be something. Kind of pioneered it if it was true.
Yeah, but I couldn't find anything else that seemed that old. So I was really confused by what I was seeing.
Yeah, I wonder if that would have been taken down as part of the lawsuit. I don't know.
It looked like it because it seemed like there were early articles from right after it happened with the links in it for the episodes and they weren't active anymore.
Yeah.
So there were still things linking the episodes in like 2019.
Hmm. Okay.
And it seemed like there was a lot of people on Reddit who said that they liked it because it was more interesting than normal D&D stuff. Like they were more recent posts of people finding it and going back and watching it. And then I found some weird video on YouTube of some guy trying to be funny, like doing a review of it. Trying to make all these like weird jokes about porn and nerds and... I was like, this is not super great, bud.
Yeah.
Didn't have the best comments.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the other thing is the whole, he was the only guy in the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily wanting or being surrounded with any other dudes. I don't know.
That's true. I guess I don't know what the vibe is like for male porn stars.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, especially for, you know, it was not exactly porn recent, actors. But not old, you know, it's kind of a weird middle ground for that.
Yeah, I guess porn stars, I don't know, what's it? I feel like a porn star is someone who everyone knows and a porn actor is just a porn actor.
Yeah, I guess I can agree with that.
I don't really know, but I wasn't expecting to find this when I searched D&D scandals. So
true. Yeah.
I thought it would be something to mix it up, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, it was definitely interesting. And I guess we'll, if anything ever comes to a resolution, we can at least know a little about it.
Yeah. Do you have anything to plug?
I don't think so. I'm wearing my sweet Castlevania shirt. So if you haven't seen Castlevania, you should watch that because it's really good.
I should keep watching that.
Yeah. We're all done with it, but. I mean, I was rewatching it already again. So who knows?
This is true. Mm-hmm. If you like working out and you like protein, I'm going to plug this new protein I got. It's called Podium. I got the coffee ice cream flavor. Mm. And it does not even taste like, I thought that the last protein powder I had didn't have an aftertaste and didn't taste bad. But this stuff like really doesn't have an aftertaste. It has no added sugar. I had Allie try it on our walk and she was like, whoa, this doesn't even taste like protein. And I was like, I know.
Wow.
But Podium is created by Matt Frazier, the fittest man on earth. He's won the CrossFit Games 5 times, but he retired.
Oh.
And the Buttery Bros, who are CrossFit media people, they've made a bunch of popular documentaries about CrossFit. Keaton has their colorway for their
blenders.
His blenders, mm-hmm. Sunglasses. But anyways, you can find out more about it at 321podium.com. Mm. It's also available at GNC.
Wow.
Which is where I had to order my coffee ice cream protein because they were out of stock on the Podium website.
Dang it. So it must be popular. It did come
very fast. I ordered it Wednesday night and it came Friday. It just launched too. Like it's only a couple weeks old.
Oh, got it. Brand new.
But they have like a hydrate line and like a recovery line too. I don't really know what's up with all that hydrate stuff. Is it just for people who don't like to drink water?
I guess. I don't know.
I kind of want to buy some just to try it.
Yeah. Well, you want to do a real closing then?
Oh, yeah. So that's it for us today. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but you can send us an email, write in, send us your topics, your suggestions. We don't have money to pay you, but if you want to be our marketing person, I don't have any idea how to market. So please write in at 25FIVEMoreMinutesPod@gmail.com. And Scott was right. Last time I said we didn't have a TikTok and then proceeded to say we had a TikTok. We don't have a Twitter. And since Facebook and Instagram were down today, if I had really wanted to post, it would have been beneficial to have a Twitter. Although I could have posted on TikTok, which I have been being a little bit bad about doing because it's a lot of things to remember. But you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook at 5MMPOD. That's 5MMPOD. You know, we post lots of reels, lots of funny things, like Scott doing the intro, because that's wild. Or
so wild.
I don't know if I can post a clip of Before We Started with Dynamite playing, but I kind of want to because I was just grooving when Scott got online. I don't know. You know, it's just a wild time. We like to post. I try not to talk a lot during these and get off topic, but I did anyways. You can like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can download our episodes. You can share it with your friends and family or your friends that are your family. And, you know, you can post about us using the hashtag 5MMPOD, except on Twitter, because we don't have one.
Don't try.
But maybe we'll get there. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Did I say all the things?
I think you said all the things.
All right. And leave us a review, please. And thank you. Have a good week. It's Thursday. Have a good weekend, actually. Bye.
We're punching out because that's the thing. Boom. Okay, bye.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.